Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20-ish minutes, we'll be joined by Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day, which occurs later today. But we're happy to welcome into the studio Savannah McCann, who does updates here on 106.7 The Fan.
Now, Savannah, people know Savannah is a baseball genius. She writes for Baseball America, or has in the past.
This is correct.
She's our update person. But more importantly, she's the one that I taught how to ride a bike.
That is correct. Yeah, there was a hole in her game, and then you helped patch that hole.
Now, the problem is every time I see her, every about 6 months, I say, so how's the bike riding going?
Yeah. She doesn't do much of it, I'm guessing.
She's kind of retired from it. And I think now she's back in a scared mode. Is that possible?
Well, a little bit, because I got cocky. I tried to ride in the city.
And what happened?
Huge mistake. Cars everywhere, people honking.
Yeah. Okay, but you didn't fall down into traffic or anything.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I was just riding really slow and people weren't into that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great place to ride a bike.
No. So I've been scared off the bike. But when I go to the beach or ride on like a boardwalk, like I think that's going to be my vibe.
That's a much better place to ride a bicycle.
I mean, there are bike paths around here, right? Can't you find a bike path?
That's what I thought, but then people were walking on the bike path, and
you didn't like that.
I know, trying to move around.
You gotta get a belt.
They have bike lanes now on M Street. There's a bike pass. Fully dedicated bike lane. Yeah.
I would agree with all the crazy people on the streets. I wouldn't feel comfortable riding a bike in the city is actually dumb.
Yeah, if you go to the Outer Banks,
go out to a park.
Your bike.
Ride my bike all day.
Perfect. Right. Perfect.
All right, so give us the scoop.
First of all, last year we had her in, same deal. She predicted the win total. I think last year's win total in Vegas was around 59.5, 60 maybe. And they get to 72. How many wins did they get to?
71.
So way over. She predicted that.
She did, yes.
This year it's higher. It's 66.5 is what I'm seeing. But I'm a little higher on this team, obviously Vegas is, because I think the lineup is better. It's just my opinion. Question is, can the young pitchers get a little bit better? Because some of their spring numbers were a little dicey. Mackenzie Gore gave up 12 or 14 runs in 15 innings. Now, it's spring training. I get it. Now, you're not pitching a lot of innings. But that's the way I feel about this team. I think the lineup's a little better, but can the pitchers get better, the young guys?
I think that's going to be a huge part of it. You need to see Josiah Gray take a step forward. Mackenzie Gore, his fastball, look a little bit better this year.
Okay.
You need CJ Abrams to kind of tap into that all-star potential we all see in him. So there's a lot of things that need to go right. So I won't bury the lead. I, of course, want everyone to bet the over on the Nats. Team wins. I think.
Do you believe that, though?
I do.
Okay.
I genuinely believe that this team is better than, what's the line, 66.5?
66.5 is what I saw, yeah.
66.5. I think they're better than that. I don't think it's going to be like last year where, you know, you hit that early on in the season and mm-hmm. it's smooth sailing. I think you're going to sweat out this bet until the last final games.
But we love sweats. We love sweating bets. Right. It's part of what we do. So that works.
I'm guessing 68 wins.
Ooh, that is sweaty.
It's sweaty. Yeah.
How many they have last year?
71.
So
you're backwards.
A little bit, but only because I think the end of the year is going to be seeing a lot of young guys come up. And they're going to need a little adjustment time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a whole new team in the second half of the season than we are in the first half of the season, which is good in the long run, bad for bets.
Are you concerned that Dylan Cruz, Jason was telling me his spring numbers, they weren't great. Yeah. Last year, they weren't great when he signed, right? I think he had maybe a couple of good games, mm-hmm. but by and large, they were not great.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned? No.
Not in the slightest. Dylan Cruz is going to be the all-star type of player that we know him to be. He already carries himself like one. You should see the way he's kissing babies and signing autographs mm-hmm. and giving interviews and saying all the right things. And I think that's half of the game is adjusting to that part of it, but he already has that. So now he has the opportunity to adjust to the baseball side of it.
But so, everybody said that about like Carter Kieboom, like he was going to be the guy, like they didn't even have to worry about his
stick. Didn't know what they were talking about.
All right. Okay.
I'm not worried about Dylan Cruz.
You're not worried about him at all. Draft said if they had a chance to do the draft all over again, they would have drafted the other guy.
Wyatt Langford.
I think so.
Oh, he had a bomb spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made the opening day roster.
Right.
I mean, that's great for the Rangers. He's an incredible player. That doesn't fit the Nats timeline anyway. If you had this guy, imagine if we had Wyatt Langford and the Nats were like, why would we bring this guy up right. now when we're not winning? Fans would be irate to leave him in AAA. Mm-hmm. So when Dylan Cruz isn't doing as hot, let him start in AA. Let him get a few more at-bats, work him to AAA. He makes his debut at the end of the season. Everyone's excited. And then they compete next season.
All right. Okay, I'm buying what you're selling.
So C.J. Abrams last year had a bomb second half. I don't have the splits in front of me, but he ended up with 18 dingers. He stole
a lot of swipes.
He stole a bunt. Did he steal somewhere in the high 40s or 50s?
Mm-hmm.
So he had a really good second half, hit 245, but he did struggle in the first half, but I think he has a really good year. I actually drafted him in the fifth or sixth round of my fantasy league.
He had 54 swipes.
He had 54.
Yep.
And I think the betting line to go on like player prop bets,
right.
I think they're putting his line like 30 steals this year. So I would take the over on that big time because he even said he's going to try to beat his number from last year. So if he has that in his head, why would you not bet on him who's betting on himself?
Right. So I think he has a better year.
100%.
Now, the 245 has got to go up, but he struggled in the first half. So that's probably why that was low.
47.
He had 47. Yeah, he has 54 for his career.
I overshot a little bit. Yeah. I was looking at his career numbers, not his 2023 season.
I'd have to go back and look at the splits to see how many he had. It just seemed like he was stealing bases every game in the second half of the season last year.
But I think the last time I played fantasy baseball, this is a name for the past, Scott Pasednik was stealing
a lot of
bases.
Right, for the White Sox.
Blast from the past.
Yeah. Oh, I believe,
that's an old school name.
I believe Craig was still alive.
I think you're probably right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, remember the one time when Bickle was in the league, I was keeping track of stats by hand.
Wow, that's insanity.
Well, they didn't have computer programs.
I'm not sure Savannah was born then.
She probably was.
Probably not.
All right, Lane Thomas also had a good year. So how do you see the lineup? Do you see the lineup being a little bit more potent? I kind of do because of who they added, but what do you think?
I agree. I think the lineup looks a lot better this year. And my biggest takeaway, because I went down to spring training for a little bit, mm-hmm. was just the vibes of everybody was so much better and high. This wasn't a team that looked like we're not going to be very good this year. Everybody was encouraging. They were standing on the railings, engaged. And again, it's spring training. I understand this isn't a noon game on a Wednesday when you're down 13-1.
Right.
It's hard
Everybody's
to get amped
happy
up.
In the spring, right? Except for Ryan Zimmerman. He hated spring.
But these guys were amped up and they were encouraging each other and it then showed on the field. I think Lane Thomas also, I think he's finally an all-star. Mm-hmm. Mm. He's been snubbed the last 2 years. I absolutely think he makes the all-star team and I think C.J. Abrams does as well. And if those two guys perform and show up, they're the leaders in the clubhouse. They're the quote-unquote old guys in the clubhouse now.
Mm-hmm.
If they have the seasons that we need them to have, everybody else
will follow suit. What about Meneses? That's my guy.
You love you some Meneses.
I just love the story about the whole thing.
Amazing story. I hope for his sake and for the Nats' sake, he comes back to form. He hit a home run yesterday against the prospects, which was fun to see. It looked like he got a little power back. I think he gets traded at the deadline. That's my prediction for him. So we'll get another fun couple months. See ya. Thank you for your contribution. Let's get some prospects.
I thought he was going to get traded before last year's deadline.
Is there going to be any sort of resolution with Steven Strasburg? It's kind of a thing that nobody wants to talk about. The team was like, hey, we'd love for you to come down to spring training and work with the guys. And he's probably like, no, you know what? I think I'm good. I don't think I need to show up in West Palm. I'm done. Like, what's going to happen there, if anything?
Honestly, there's been no word on what's going to happen. And right now you're looking at the roster of, as of, I think this morning, he's still not even on the 60-day IL, which he's still taking up a 40-man spot. So there's so many question marks of, are they going to try to get something done? But they're running out of time before you just say, okay, I guess you're not retiring officially. We'll put you on the 60-day IL and hope for the best here. And
right.
What's Stone Garrett's injury?
I believe he had an arm, a bicep injury.
An arm, okay.
I believe so.
So he's going to start out on the IL?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
And I really like Stone Garrett. I think he's such a fun player to watch, and he's another one I think is going to come back, get hot, leave the deadline.
Would he? So if he's healthy, he's in the starting lineup, and then Winker comes off the bench?
I think so.
Okay.
I have a feeling a lot of the acquisitions they made in the offseason are really just rentals, and everybody is well aware that once a young guy gets hot, once James Wood taps into whatever they need him to tap into, which whatever that is, then he comes up. Someone, you know, these replacement guys, you say thank you for coming, but goodbye.
Right.
Trey Lipscomb's another guy that I thought he was going to make the opening day roster. He didn't. I think if Luis Garcia doesn't perform, we see Trey Lipscomb up within a month.
Is Garcia still in Rizzo's doghouse?
He is in everybody's doghouse.
He's in everybody's.
Everybody's.
How does he look? How does his weight look this year compared to last year?
Weight looks better.
He looks good.
But it's the mental mistakes. You're watching him. It's almost like he's not paying attention, or it's like he's never played baseball
before.
Maybe
he needs a little Ritalin or something, or you know what I mean? Lock in.
Yeah, he's just not.
Hey, he needs Zen. He needs Zen.
No, I don't recommend
Nobody
that.
Needs Zen.
Nobody
are
needs
all the,
right
all the guys,
that.
Yeah, but are the MLB guys, are they all doing the Zen?
Everybody loves Zen. Right. It's like the brand new thing.
Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really? So all the baseball guys are on it.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. You see those little white pouches on the ground everywhere.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's gross.
I'm having flashbacks as we speak. It's not great. Not
that
fun.
Should help him lock in, right? That's the whole point of Zen, isn't it? To help lock in a little
I guess.
Bit.
Well, whatever it is, he does need something because it's so frustrating to watch because you can't blame it on him being the young new guy anymore either. It's, okay, you've done this before. Why are you still overthrowing to first base? Why are you not paying attention when you can turn a double play? It's these little things that I can tell Davey is so frustrated by.
Mm-hmm. You know Riz is bitter.
Oh, big time.
And we'll have Riz on the show. I think he's on tomorrow.
I believe he is tomorrow.
His numbers last year weren't awful.
No, not awful. But when you have guys in the minor leagues that are performing better defensively, offensively, they're not making these silly mistakes, it's hard to justify, well, you're not bad. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things of, if somebody's doing better than you, why are we continually giving you chances?
Mm-hmm. Is relief pitching, all right, is Finnegan going to be the closer, or is Hunter Harvey going to be the closer?
Finnegan will be the closer.
He's the number one closer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the bullpen solid or less than solid?
Better than last year.
Okay.
Which it would be hard to be worse than last year. I think they had the third highest bullpen ERA.
They had a bad year, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. I do think they're going to be better. They're getting Tanner Rainey back, which is huge.
Mm.
And I think the biggest thing is that last year they taxed the bullpen so much because Davey only trusted three or four guys. So when you're only trusting three or four guys, you're asking them to throw every day. Of course you're going to make mistakes and you're tired and you're not used to pitching back-to-back days or 4 days in a row for some of these guys. So I do think there's more guys in there he trusts. So the bullpen is going to look a lot better, which will make Kyle Finnegan be a better closer because he's not asked to go out every day. Hunter Harvey will look better.
Did you guys ask her about
Corbin?
Cavalli?
Oh, I didn't.
What's up? Did you see him throwing at all? Or
yeah, he looks great. So he's starting on the 60-day IL. So he'll come back. I believe it's May or June is when they're hoping to see him back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Phenomenal. I'm so excited for the resurgence of Cade Cavalli.
Really?
Yeah. I think that he is going to come back better than ever.
Well, I remember when he comes back, whose spot would he take? Would he take Trevor Williams?
I think Trevor Williams comes out and he goes to the bullpen.
Gotcha.
Which, again, will help the bullpen because then you have a guy that can eat three or four innings.
Mm-hmm.
That he's much better that way than anything else.
Jake Irvin, what was his spring like? I didn't even look at his numbers.
I didn't look numbers-wise, but Jake Irvin is another guy that I think has a ton of potential. I do think he's going to struggle the beginning half of this year.
Okay. All right.
But that'll come. I'm not going to be worried if he starts slow. I almost anticipate
What happened to that pitcher that I told you I liked? Jackson Rutledge. What?
Jackson Rutledge, I'm the biggest believer in him. He got knocked around yesterday at the prospect versus MLB game. He's starting in the minors. He'll come back midway through the season.
You have faith in him.
Without a doubt.
Right.
How tall is he? He's like 6'8"?
He's a big dude.
Yeah, I think he's 6'8".
He's a big dude, yeah.
But he's had injuries and everything else.
He's had so many injuries that continuously have derailed him, but this is his year.
Right.
I keep saying that, but this is his year.
All right.
She's on the record. Thank you again,
Over
Savannah.
66 and a half.
But barely. It's going to be a sweat.
Hey, as long as it gets there.
That is her play. You can give her a follow on Twitter, at SavJaye. I hope I got that correct.
SavJ.
Give her a follow. She did not forget that the Texas Rangers were the defending World Series.
You're the only one in the country that forgot.
Like I did. Thank you again, Savannah. We appreciate the time and the official prediction. When we come back, we'll talk Commanders with Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day later today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.